Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got a fun episode for you up ahead because there are some, you know, specific questions that we're going to be answering in this podcast, and there are some more general ones. And one of the ones that sort of keeps on coming up for us with our clients and with the people that we're speaking with day to day is, what does it actually take to evolve as a person? What does it take to change? Because sometimes we can be in ruts or feel stuck or be in a certain way for so long that we can start thinking like, maybe we can't change. Like, maybe this is just who we are, or whatever it takes in order to get on the other side of this is so big or complicated or expensive or time intensive that we just won't be able to do it. So we'd like to clear all of that up for you in this episode.
Heck yeah. So let's just dive right in and really just kind of meet y'all right at the front line. If you are like most people who are trying to self-evolve, you may have realized that there is only a certain level that you can get to when you are doing it all on your own. Whether you are watching all the videos, whether you're listening to all the podcasts, whether you're reading all the books, whatever it is you're doing, there is only so much that you can do by yourself. And that is an important and sometimes a harsh reality to come to truth with, because you have to start to recognize that in order for you to get to the next level, there are going to be things that you simply cannot see in yourself. And you need the outside perspective, preferably from somebody who has been there, that's already evolved past that, that can see what you're not seeing, that can see your scotoma, right, your blind spots, and help you really learn how to move through those or move past those. So the quickest way and the most expansive way to evolve is by investing in yourself and investing in somebody to support you through that, whether it's coaching or mentorship.
One way I like to think about it is like texting. Have you ever written something like a text message which to you felt so entirely clear and the other person got it totally wrong or read into something totally different? Like you were writing a joke and you think, ha, 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 this is going to be a funny joke. And the other person gets super pissed off and offended. And you didn't even know until the other person told you, hey, this is what you actually said. And then you could look at it again. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea this is what I was actually saying. That's just a text, okay? That's just a text. If it can happen in a text, it can happen literally anywhere else in your life. And you simply won't see it. How many times do we have where we thought we were portraying ourselves one way until another person said, actually, you know, when you say or you do this, you're being kind of a jerk, or, you know, you're being X, Y, and Z, or this is what we're seeing or whatever. You just didn't know, right? That's why we need outside perspective. We have to have it, because, you know, if you're stuck in your own little world entirely, then you are your own sounding board. You're inside an echo chamber. And what's really screwed up, look, you know, I'm a coach. I've been a coach for nearly 10 years. I tend to think of myself as really fucking good at what I do. And I'm going to other coaches right now, literally, like I was there 2 days ago, unraveling the bullshit that I've been telling myself about who I was and who I have been for my entire life. And I just didn't know. I thought this is legit who I was. Turns out it was a story I'd been telling myself for so long, I actually started fucking believing it, you know? And I needed someone to show me, hey, dude, this is actually who you are. I opened up a mirror so that I can see it. But without that person there, I could go on my entire life believing this thing that I legit just made up. So if you want to really get to the core, like Sophie was saying, if you want to just do the damn thing and stop with any of the self-sabotage or the lies we tell ourselves or the created perceptions or the illusions, the fastest, best way, most reliable way, And by the way, this really is the most cost effective way too. You might think, oh, spending $5,000 on a coach is a lot of money. Yeah, but struggling with a problem your whole damn life, that's going to cost you so much more, right? Getting a coach, investing in your program or investing in a coach directly is the best, fastest, most economical way to go, hands down, bar none.
Let's just kind of touch on this because I know a lot of people have fear around investing in themselves, whether they've had contamination in the past from maybe experiences that didn't go so well, or maybe they were promised more than they were actually delivered. So if you have some of those fears and maybe you're looking into investing in yourself, number one, go back and listen to our episodes and actually finding the right mentors so that you do find somebody who can actually really support you on that. We give you a lot of tools and a lot of strategies, making sure that you find the person who's the perfect fit for you. And that's not to say that that is me or Dan or that it is not me or Dan. It may and there it may not be. The important thing is that you know what you need and that you know what you're looking for. And that whole episode is dedicated to that. And some of the other fears that come up, again, kind of diving back to some of the previous episodes we talked about, is some of that self-sabotage, really. Keeping ourselves from investing because of the fears that we have around success or what it would actually mean for us to achieve or evolve or expand, and how that would shift our lives, our reality in an unfamiliar or unknown way, which is scary. And so as we can start to recognize some of these fears, whether they make sense or they don't, it really helps you to start to see, huh, interesting. There's this part of me that really wants to expand and evolve. And then there's this other part of me that is afraid of evolving and what that would mean about my relationship or about my life circumstances or about my business or all these other things, which brings us beautifully into understanding your social circle and the people that you connect yourself with.
Oh man, this is one of the things that gets me every single time. And it's such an important thing. And if you haven't yet noticed about my tone, I'm pretty fucking aggressive with pretty much everything I do in my life. And it just works for me. And I really like it. So I'm also fairly aggressive with this next topic. And so if you think of this as cutthroat, or if you think of this as harsh, then it might be. And I'm going to present it the way that I think about it. And I'm going to let you do whatever you want with it. Everybody knows, right, this common knowledge of you become the product of the five people that you hang out with most, right? And it happens by osmosis. I've noticed that I can just hang out in a room full of very successful people. And we're not talking about success. We're not talking about business. We're not talking about anything. We're just hanging out and joking around. But I get from them a lot of transmissions, you know, like I'm just picking up on their ambition, their drive, their discipline, their everything, right? Their viewpoints on life. And so you don't even know that the people that you're around, they're giving you things. They're giving you lessons. They're giving you information. You're taking it on unconsciously, and there is no way to stop it. You can say like, oh, you know, I hang out with negative people. I don't let them get to me. Just that's your ego, right? That's your ego getting in your way, because really what you'd be saying is you're the only person on the planet who has ever existed or will ever exist that this rule doesn't work for, right? You hang out with someone, you're going to take some shit on, whether it's positive and helps you get to your goal or not, or it holds you back. Simple and plain. And the thing is, people will say, oh, I know that. I know that it's, you know, I need to make sure that the people I hang out with support where I'm going, not where I've been. But the question is, are you doing anything about it? Right? That's what it really takes to evolve. If you're really committed to living your absolute best life, really at your highest potential, you've got to look at who you're spending time with, and you must edit. It doesn't mean you need to like immediately snip people out of your life, but you know, if someone is taking your energy or infusing your time with negativity or doubt or making you feel bad about yourself, or if they're not supporting you or they're being, you know, too demanding of your energy so you can't give enough to what you want, it might be time to start limiting how much time you spend with them. If not, cut them out entirely, you know, or some people you have to catch them on their upswings, right? So you hang out with them 10% of the time and you just know like, ah, now's a good time where they're going to be positive and supportive and everything. So for me, like everybody I hang out with, they're forward thinking, positive thinking. They're driven. They share and give energy. These are people who are open-minded, who are adventurous. You're not going to find a single person in my crew that I work with or hang out with who doesn't exhibit all those qualities, because I've made it that way. Because I want to make sure that every single time I spend time with anybody that I work with or that I hang out with for more than 5 minutes on purpose teaches me something useful, inspires me, shares beautiful energy, makes me laugh. You know, we have something positive that's going on. And that way, my circle becomes a vehicle for my evolution. And I think if you're really serious about your evolution, then you'll start taking a very critical eye to the people who are in your life as well.
I love this. And I love what you're touching on, Dan, because I think for a lot of us, especially coaches, we are so heart-centered. So heart-centered. And we get so much fulfillment by helping and serving and giving to others. And you need to become ruthless in your own evolution, meaning you need to give yourself permission to be selfish and really get selfish about your own self-growth and your own evolution, because there are so many times, and again, self included, where you hear the phrase of, I don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings, so I'm going to stick around or stay with the circle or not tell them how I really feel. And by doing so, you're limiting your own self-evolution. You really have to get to the place to where you can be comfortable with knowing that it may mean that you don't necessarily have certain people in your life anymore, or maybe you don't have the relationship that you had with them previously. And again, coming from personal experience, having to let go of people that you love, and they are good people. It's not that they're a bad human being. They're good people. It's just they're keeping you limited in the sense that you know you can be so much more without this person, or if this person was less involved in your life, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a friend, whether that's a family member, whatever that means, because you've got to become really clear on what your evolution looks like and why that matters so much to you. So as we start to get into that, it is understanding this other concept of fear of your partner not supporting your growth. And for those of you that have been in my own sphere and on my own social platforms, you'll know that like I had to make a big shift recently in my own relationship. And for some of you, you may have been in that place recently too, or you may be in a similar place where maybe you have the fear that your partner won't support you, and or maybe you have the realization that you are evolving through your partner, past your partner, and you're recognizing that, crap, how can I either maintain this relationship with somebody if you genuinely want to be with them, and or how can I evolve through this with this person or without this person? And I think the biggest thing is to give yourself permission to put your evolution first. Because you staying in a relationship out of fear of not wanting to lose the person is you limiting your own evolution, and you're going to be so unhappy staying in that place, knowing that you could become something so much more than where you currently are.
In that situation, the way that I really like to think about it, again, I am ruthless, is that if you do that trade-off, you keep that person and you lose yourself. And I just don't think that's a good trade-off at all. I'm of the mind of, you know, if your partner, if you have the fear of them not supporting your growth, then it needs to be brought up immediately. That fear needs to be expressed. You need to have a conversation immediately instead of letting that grow. And if they don't support your success, see if you can get them to support your success. And if they still don't, kick them away from you. You know, kick them out, because who are you living for? You're not living for them. I really hope you're not living for someone else. Because at the end of it, that person is not living for you. I don't care how much they love you. It's just not a thing that animals do. They live for themselves. You know, it's your life. You've been there. You're the only thing that's been there throughout your entire life, from, you know, birth all the way until now. Every single second, that's been you. And as an entrepreneur as well, you owe it to the world. And I really do believe that, you know, you have a responsibility to be as happy and successful and self-loving and self-supportive as you could possibly be, because you've got amazing gifts and they need to be shared. and it would be a sin for you not to share them. And if you have someone in your life who's preventing you from sharing them, preventing you from being as happy and living as fully as you can, they need to be removed immediately. And the same thing with your environment in general. And I think of environment as a couple of different levels. One, your physical environment, where you work, where you spend time with, where you live. Then there's also your digital environment, social media, right? Where you get your news from, all that stuff. And I also include people as well in your environment. And I mean here, maybe not necessarily the people who you're directly contacting or interacting with, but maybe just, you know, sort of like ambient people, you know, the people who are just around. And the question here is, does your environment support where you're going or where you've been? And that's why it's really important for your physical environment. Like, it was really important when I moved into my last place, and I love where I live right now. I'm kind of obsessed with it because it's really big. It's very sunny. I filled it full of plants and colorful crystals and books and all the things that make me feel energetic and alive and just awesome. And it's in a neighborhood with trees and plants and flowers everywhere and people walking their dogs and people are generally happy. And it's in LA, so you know the kind of weather that I'm living in all the time. This is really expansive for me. I feel spacious here. I feel big. I feel in motion here. I love, love, love it. Where I used to live before this matched me at the time, I guess. It was good, but it was, you know, kind of really dark. My apartment was in an apartment building and it was kind of nestled away. So it really barely got any natural sunlight. I had to turn on all of the artificial light in my place for it to, you know, seem somewhat like it's still daytime. It still felt like a cave. And it was okay for a little while, but it just didn't feel very expansive there. It didn't feel very energetic. I didn't feel right. And I had to leave. So the question is, you know, where do you spend your time? Is it neat? Is it orderly? Right? Think feng shui. Like, if your place is a complete disaster, chances are your thoughts are too. You know, make sure that your environment really supports clean, energetic, orderly, creative thought, focus, and attention and creation for yourself. Make sure also that your digital environment, your social media is carefully curated. No longer is my social media just for keeping in touch with friends. Yeah, I still have a little bit of that on Facebook. But for Instagram, that's where I go to most, I deleted absolutely everybody. And now I have like two friends on it, maybe. One of them is my girlfriend because I know she'll kill me if I remove her from it. But everybody else, they're all very successful coaches and inspiring, amazing people. And so when I log on there, my digital environment is inspiring. And I read to learn how to write effective copy, how to tell effective stories, how to use effective pictures. I use it for my own just feel goods about who I am as a coach or to show me, you know, where I could be going in my own career. And it's really exciting. And so I've removed this whole comparison. I've removed anything that make me feel like I'm not good enough or I'm not doing well or that someone else has it better than me or anything like that. I've really curated it to help push me forward. So when you're logging on to Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever you're using, really take a hard look at how you feel when you're there, knowing that the way most people use it to just sort of keep track of people and see how things are and comparing, that increases your chances of developing depression and insecurity by a significant amount. And right now, social media is one of the reasons why, you know, American teens, they suffer from more depression than almost any other generation that has ever existed in America. You know, that's a serious thing, guys. Like, it's a big thing. So pay attention, you know, in the environment that you're working in, you're spending time in, who are the people? What's the ambient energy that you're in? Is it positive? Is it driven? Is it exciting? Is it high vibe or is it low vibe? Even if you're not interacting with these people, remember, you take this stuff on. So make sure that your environment at all three levels really supports your evolution in all ways. And you'll find that just by being in it, it pushes you further and further and further towards your goals.
Heck yes. Love it. You know, the next thing that we're going to get into here is really finding the balance between strategy and mindset. Oh, I love this topic so much. Again, having been just fully immersed, especially in the last year, with marketing and business, and I know, Dan, you've been spending a lot of time doing this for your business too. Yes, strategy is absolutely crucial for growth. It is as crucial as mindset. It is not one or the other. It is both. And you need both. Regardless of who you are, where you're at in your business, the mindset that you have can only get you to a certain level. And same with the strategy. You need to up-level your strategy with your mindset. And it's crucial that you find mentors or support systems that can help you evolve in both. If not, be working with both ends of the spectrum, either simultaneously or very close together. Because as you evolve your strategy, you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of mindset blocks that are going to come with that, because you're going to have to evolve as a human being to be able to show up in the capacity to where you can deliver at that next level strategy. And in the same regard, you can have the best mindset in the world, but if you don't have a strategy, if you don't know what you're doing, then you're fucked. In a loving way, you're fucked. Like, no one's going to know. There's no consistency. There's no plan. There's no strategy. You have to have strategy with what you're doing. And I love the mindset coaches that are out there. They will get you to a certain point, and then you need to hire the business mentor or the strategist who can help you with the actual strategy. You need both components. So it's just getting clear on, again, where are you right now? Where's the area where you are abundant, whether it's mindset or strategy? And where's the area where you could use a little love and support? Right? If you're feeling fantastic, confident AF, and just on fire, amazing. Maybe it's you needing to dive more into strategy and how you can optimize that. If you feel like you know exactly what to do, you just can't seem to get yourself to do it, and or it's just not working for you, but it's working for other people, then that means it's probably you needed to do some more inner work and really dive into the mindset behind the actions that you're taking and are not taking. And so, Dan, I know you're going to love going off on this one. Why the inner work actually matters. Oh, you guys. I've worked with women at every level. Like, we're talking people who are starting at zero, people who are starting at 10K months, people who are at 30K months, even clients who are sometimes at like 40, 50K months. And it is the same thing regardless of how much money you're making. And I spend so much time with women, again, who are at $1 million, if some of them are multiple $1 million companies. They all have inner work. They all have some inner shit that they're dealing with. And a lot of the times, it's the same things. It's the same things that come down to this need for feeling like they're enough, or feeling lovable, or feeling worthy, or feeling like they can actually do this, or a lot of the same concepts that we're talking about. These things still exist regardless of your level of success. And that's why you doing the internal work is not just necessary, but mandatory, not only for your success, but for your fulfillment as a human being.
So there's something, and I've seen this a lot with guys. I also work with a wide variety. I work with, you know, guys and gals, work with all ages of, you know, all over the place. And some of my clients as well are legit celebrities, right? So I get to see everything. And there's something that's very interesting there. And I felt it at first, you know, for a little while as being a coach. And we can take a lot of comfort in thinking that, hey, you know, we're successful. We have a lot of this knowledge. We have all these skills. And so we can tell ourselves that we don't need the inner work, right? We can say, oh, no. I'm happy. I got a good head on my shoulders. I'm smarter than the average bear. I got this shit on lock. I just don't know why I'm not getting the results that I need. Well, you are a victim of hubris, my friend. And I have no problem with saying that I was a victim of my own hubris for a very long time. And that's just bullshit, because you're going to have stuff that you're going to be growing through your entire life. Why? Because you're alive and you're a human. And we evolve because of our problems. You know, we evolve because of the things that we're working through. So if we say, I'm done. I have no more inner work. I'm Buddha on the inside. Well, guess what? That's what's getting you stuck. That's what you're going to have to work through. And that's going to be your inner shit that you're going to have to clear out. This inability, this discomfort with the idea of needing to do work, of not being perfect, right? So let's throw that in the trash and say, hey, we're all humans. We're all people. everybody's got some shit, you know? And it's okay. It's a great thing. And it's a beautiful thing to say, like, yeah, you know, no matter how good I am, no matter where I am, that I've got some stuff. I don't have to have a bad life. I don't have to have depression or be locked in self-doubt or whatever. I could have a beautiful life that is really awesome and amazing. And I love everybody around me and I love what I'm doing. And I wake up excited about my life every day. And you know what? I want to make it even better. Okay. Well, why can't I make it even better right now? Ah, all right. Because the beliefs that got you here aren't letting you get any further. So it's not like you have bad beliefs. Oh, I can't be loved. I'll never be successful. No. But maybe your beliefs are just keeping you stuck where you are. And so your challenges are going to be replacing those beliefs with beliefs that allow you to become even more expansive. But guess what? That's inner work, right? That's mindset stuff. So hopefully, you know, really setting in this in your mind that, you know, there's nothing bad about wanting to do some mindset work. There's nothing bad with feeling like you need it in order to get to the next level. It doesn't make you any less. It doesn't take anything from you. It doesn't bring on any judgment at all. All it is saying that you're interested and committed in doing the work that it takes in order to evolve to the next level, no matter what it is, right? Like, does anybody judge you for getting a business coach? No, they're probably like inspired by it. Like, oh shit, you're really serious about making your business even better. Cool. That's the way it should be with mindset work. The problem is that mindset work is actually even more important. It is, because like your business strategies, like Sophie said, your business strategies just won't work if you shut yourself down from fully trying them because of whatever's going on inside of your mind. Whether or not it's telling you that you won't succeed, or telling you that, you know, you have to stay in your bubble, or telling you that, you know, whatever, it's locking you in a comfort zone that's better than everybody else's, but still you're locked inside your comfort zone. You got to break out of that shit. So that's really what it is. You know, we got to stop looking at it as there's a problem. Yeah, no. Inner work is all about just making things even better. That's it. That's all it is, right? It's taking you from wherever you are into wherever you want to go and giving you as many internal resources, whether it's energy or patience or the strength to break out and do something radically different, or whether it's finding confidence, or whether it's freeing up your mind. So instead of overanalyzing everything, you trust yourself even more. Whatever it is for you, you're going to find a lot of tools in it. And I'm going to say that your mindset work is the most important work that you can ever do in any area of life if you want to improve it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, huge, guys. And again, the shifts that you're going to have, conscious and unconscious, are tremendous. And you can really only have this when you have somebody who's specifically trained in whatever the specific work is that you need support on, whether that's embodiment, whether that's empowerment, whether that's you to diving into your divine feminine or divine masculine. Are you getting mindset or whatever the thing is? You need somebody who can really support you in that area and to go out and actually get that support. And again, as you evolve, you may experience the same thing twice. Ah, I know I have. I thought I solved some shit and then I got to a certain level and it came back and I was like, wow, I thought I dealt with that. Yep, there are levels. So again, be kind to yourself in this evolution. Know that it is part of the human experience to continue to evolve and to continue to experience different events and different circumstances and different conditions in your life that will really bring you face to face with your darkest, deepest fears and insecurities and doubts, regardless of how successful you've been. And as you continue to be open and willing to experience that without judgment, that's how you evolve, by giving yourself permission to be there and to experience it and to ask for help. So Dan, take it away.
Cool. So for your task for this episode, I hope that at some way along this episode, because we threw a ton of information at you, that one or two things stood out as really resonating with you or making you feel like you really could use it, right? If something came like, oh, that's a good idea, or like, ooh, I think that could help. I want you to write it down and make goals, specific goals, to improve in those areas, whether it's editing your social circle, whether it's having a conversation with your partner or changing something in your environment, hiring a mindset or a business coach or whatever, right? But pick one or two tops and start making progress on it today. Meaning make your goals, set some timelines, start taking steps so that you can promote your own evolution, so that you can take the next steps and make things even easier on you, right? Because hey, even changing one of these things can make your evolution feel so easy and good and fun that it's really, really, really worth it. So get to it. And hey, if you liked this episode, if you're getting a lot of value about it, you know, from it, let us know. You can send us emails or go on iTunes, leave us a review, let us know what you really think, put some stars on it for us and let us know. And as you're getting shifts, let us know about those too. It's really fun for us to see that we are making a positive impact in your life. And we love also to be able to celebrate you. You know, we're thinking about having an episode where we're just talking about success stories from you, from listeners of this podcast who are going out there and doing the work for themselves, changing their lives, and living even more fully as a result of it. So send it over to us.
And we will see y'all on the next episode.
Bye.